Most of the U.S. Midwest is seeing a firming soil, but yesterday thunderstorms occurred across two particular regions that helped to bolster topsoil moisture a little bit. That first area was in southern parts of Indiana and southwestern Ohio, down into portions of central and eastern sections of Kentucky, where amounts ranged upwards to more than an inch in a few spots. And there was also heavy rain reported in Minnesota and parts of Wisconsin, some immediate neighboring areas in eastern South Dakota, and some 1 to 4 inch amounts occurred in the parts of south central Minnesota, and this helped to further relieve dryness that had been building up in that particular area. Most of the Midwest soil is still in good shape, at least from a subsoil moisture perspective. There's still a need for rain, though, in portions of northern and central Illinois, and we're going to see an opportunity for that to evolve here this weekend. Tomorrow, in particular, we could see some storms coming out of Iowa and working across portions of Illinois' drier biased area. Right now, it looks like the majority of the precipitation will be light to moderate, but there could be a few stronger thunderstorms embedded there. Certainly a good soaking of rain would be a welcome event for that particular area, but even if there's only light amounts of moisture, there will be at least a short-term benefit in slowing down the decrease in soil moisture across the region. Most other areas in the Midwest yesterday experienced quite a temperature drop across at least the lower eastern Midwest, with highs middle and upper 60s and 70s occurring in some of the eastern parts of the region. That's unusual for this time of the year, to say the least, but it helped to conserve moisture. A slower rate of evaporation took place. We're still going to be seeing some milder biased conditions in this area for another couple of days, but the temperatures will not be nearly as cold as they were yesterday. We'll expect to see temperatures rebound gradually, getting back to a more seasonable range, and as that evolves, evaporation will increase as well. We'll expect to see the afternoon highs getting back into the 70s and 80s as we move forward through this next couple of days. The high temperatures this afternoon in particular will be 70s across the Great Lakes region and some areas southward into parts of Ohio and Indiana. Well, we'll see some 80s in the rest of the region. As we move forward into the heart of the weekend, Saturday we'll see highs mostly upper 70s and 80s north and 80s and some lower to a few middle 90s in the southwest. And Kansas and Missouri will certainly be warmest. We'll see that heat in the southwest prevailing. In fact, it may expand a little bit to the east into southern Illinois and parts of Kentucky as we move into Sunday afternoon. And then the cooler air in the north will work its way southwestward, and we'll see an end to the moderately strong warm weather that's going to be impacting the southwestern Corn Belt this weekend. So we'll see the temperatures fall back to 80s and around 90 degrees towards the early to middle part of next week. The heat will come back again. A ridge of high pressure is going to be out across the High Plains region, and that's going to induce some warmer temperatures in those areas. Eventually, there will be a cool front that will try to push through the northern plains and western Corn Belt in the end of next week, and more likely in the second weekend of the two-week outlook. There may be a short-term increase in hotter temperatures across the Midwest just ahead of that frontal system, and then there might be some increase in shower activity coming in behind it. Whatever rain and thunderstorm activity occurs this weekend through next week, it will be erratic and mostly light across the Midwest. There will be a few pockets of heavier rainfall, but it won't be very common, and in slow process of net drying will likely occur in many areas, but subsoil moisture will still be supportive for crop development in a normal fashion. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.